You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new ABC show, The Rookie, my man, Eric Winter. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to be back here.
Yes, always nice to have you back. So, billboards all over town, The Rookie. Seems pretty obvious. I'm assuming a rookie in the police academy, but he's a little older.
Don't give it away. Spoiler alert.
I'm just going out on a limb with the premise.
Well, and there are enough billboards, thank God. At least everybody knows that there's a show coming out. Based on a real guy in LAPD. LAPD doesn't have an age cutoff. It's one of the few police departments that don't have a cutoff. So you could be 80 years old and go sign up for the LAPD. If you can get through, you get through.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a real dude signed up in his like mid, late 40s, I think he was, and made it into the academy. And it's his story, sort of his, I mean, our show is a true ensemble, but in, you know, his, it was
seen through his eyes
right, of what it's like to be a 40 something year old rookie with all these 20 somethings and dealing with training officers who are your contemporary, and,
right,
you know, sergeants who are your relative contemporary, and how you navigate those rough waters.
Does this guy visit the set often?
Yeah, he's been there a lot.
He's been there a lot.
Yeah, he's come by. He's come by on duty when he just like kind of cruised by and checked it out.
he's still active.
Yeah, no, he's full. He's a P2. He's like fully.
Is he a consultant?
Yes, he's a consultant on the show.
Look at that, double duty.
He's
That's
fully active.
Awesome.
He's officially now. Yeah, he's off. You know, probationary period. So he's a P2 and working patrol.
And you're a police officer.
I'm a P3. I've seen the training pictures. Officer.
Okay, and describe your character.
I'm this very militant, as hard and tough as you could be with
Hence
a rookie.
Hence the haircut.
Yeah, very short, tight on the side.
Which is nice, low maintenance.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a jerk, but it's explained. You know, a lot of my methodology and why I am the way I am comes from sort of traumatic sort of family experiences that we unveil a little bit in the pilot with my ex-wife, who does come back in future episodes. Mm-hmm. And you see sort of why I take this job so serious. And it's, you know, my mentality is it's my job to break you. If I can make you quit, you would never handle the streets of LA being a cop.
And you're one of the nicest guys I know in real life. So I got to imagine playing a jerk is fun.
Fun. It's been super fun. This is a role I had to work really hard to get, which was also great. You know, I knew a lot of the producers from my last pilot, and I've worked with Mark Gordon in the past. And like, Eric's a nice guy. He's not this guy. Yeah. And I was like, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Give me a chance. You know, I can find my way into this character, you know,
nice.
And well, create something fun with it.
Well, it gave you some validation right there. Good for you, man.
Cool.
And talk a little about the cast.
Cast is awesome. And our point man, Nathan Fillion, who, you know, did Castle for 8 years, is a beast in the TV business. And he's a great guy. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better leader. Sets a really good tone. And we break down to my training officer, Melissa O'Neill, who came from Dark Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. And she's a sweetheart. I love working. We work well opposite each other. And it's just a great ensemble. You know, we have Richard T. Jones, Mercedes Mason, Afton Williamson. I mean, it goes on and on. You know,
it's a
big cast. Titus Macon, Alicia Diaz. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Wow.
And that sums up. You know, we have a rookie and a training officer. There's six of us that sort of make up that. And we have our captain and our watch commander.
Is it a very serious drama or a dramedy? How would you describe it in tone?
I would say it is a drama that has elements of comedy.
Okay.
Heart, a lot of action. I wouldn't put it into the full like dramedy category
right. The soapy category.
We're more real. You know, we're very. People say I would say a good way to say us that what we are describe us is Grey's Anatomy meets Hill Street Blues.
That's a good.
We're
a
little
line.
Less, a little less soapy than Grey's, a little grittier. But the character development is there, and it's really a show about us as cops on the job, how it affects us personally, how our personal lives get in the middle of it,
right?
And how we balance all that.
Nice, man. Well, that sounds awesome. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
And I saw on social media, it looks like the Spanish lessons are paying off.
Yeah.
Poquito, muy poquito.
Muy poquito. No, comfortable. No,
all right, scratch that.
Yeah.
Influenced, of course, by your wife, who is Latina, the lovely Rosalind Sanchez, who herself, coincidentally, is in a new show.
Yeah.
That's going to be premiering on ABC as well, correct?
On ABC, yeah.
Look at that.
Crazy year.
What's that show?
It's called Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. Mid-season show for ABC, Eva Longoria producing. It's a remake of a format that came out of Spain. They did another version for Netflix that was out of Mexico. And this is the American version. It's a Damien Bichir, her.
That's another cool cast.
Yeah. Can we jump back for a second? You're talking about him playing a jerk. It's not the first time you've played a jerk, because you were in Harold and Kumar,
yes,
Escape Guantanamo, and you were a jerk in that.
See, there are,
you should have just sent in that.
There are a variety of jerks, is what I've learned, because I was a douche in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that was more douche than not jerk. Got it.
Yeah, I was sexually harassing in The Good Doctor. I've been a version of a jerk, a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
In various things. In The Mentalist, I ended up being a corrupt FBI agent. I mean, I've had like versions of being a bad guy. Never this version,
yeah,
which is what they, you know, they didn't see. And this is a guy that's just hardened by nature and he's so straight and on point with every comment, with everything he does. It's mm-hmm. in your face and he barks at you. You know, it's intimidation in a grounded level. Versus just being an outright douche.
Where do you get your douchey inspiration from?
You know,
is there a particular individual?
who are you channeling?
Right.
Oh, there are so many things.
She'll remain,
I think maybe it's there. Like you're such a nice person in real life because you get all of the jerk stuff out, like in your
it's
work.
It's a release.
There you go.
Right?
It's a release. The outlet.
And
there
I love people watching, so I love to pull from jerks.
Right, right. Oh, living in LA, you got a lot to pull from right there. Well, Casa Winter killing it over at ABC, and also personally with two beautiful kids. Sabella is how old now?
Six and a half, well, almost seven. Seven in January.
Okay, almost seven. And Dylan is how old now?
11 months.
Oh, 11 months. Third. Dang, that went by quick, man. Damn, almost a year.
Crazy.
Isn't that the best?
It's the best. It is really cool having one of each, and you know, it's like an experience. What it's like, and it's great. It's
incredible. It doesn't get better than that.
No sleep. Well, actually, no. We're sleeping well. Just tired a lot.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Because it's go, go, go.
That's tough, too, with the schedules and stuff. So, so God bless Mrs. Winter right there. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Go-to karaoke song.
Journey.
Which one?
Don't stop believing.
Okay. Show you watch together with the wife.
Oh, last one was Ozark.
Oh, good. That's a couple's watch show for us too, right? Wasn't that great this last
really
season?
Good.
Your first car?
VW Beetle.
Ooh.
Super Beetle. And the thing was a piece of crap.
Okay.
But it was souped up, lowered, had all kinds of...
Oh, you had it flare. Put it out?
It was
nice.
Tricked out. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Rims. Okay.
Winners from La Puente.
I'm from La Puente.
I love it.
Subwoofer in the back.
I love that. That's my favorite detail Pop-off about face. You. What would your last meal be?
My last meal?
Yeah.
Tacos.
What kind?
Mix. I always gotta get one of each. A little carne asada, carnitas.
Sí, La Puente.
Maybe camarones.
Oh, shrimp tacos even. All right. What TV show should get rebooted next?
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Ah. You'd have to come back and play a mean, jerky teacher.
Yes.
We know you can nail it.
I'd be on. I'd get on.
Meanwhile, The Rookie airs Tuesdays on ABC. You can follow him on Twitter. At Twitter. I'll take that again. You can follow him on Twitter @EricWinter1. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.